Now, let me begin here in chapter 11. The emphasis here is upon David's mighty men. We're going to see now how he became king. We read, "Then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh." Now, you'll recall that back in the other double books, when we had this history given to us, we were told that for 7 years, David only reigned over the two tribes in the south, Judah and Benjamin, and that he reigned in Hebron. Well, now, that's passed over. Why? Because God looks at them as a nation, all 12 tribes. And in God's book, the time that he really became king is when he became king of all 12 tribes. And all Israel accepted him. They said, "We're bone of your bone, we're flesh of your flesh." Now, verse 2, "And moreover, in time past, even when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord thy God said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel." Now you see they're acknowledging the hand of God. And he does not become king until the people accept him as being God's choice. And that began 7 years after he began to reign after the death of Saul. Verse 3, "Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron. And David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel." Now he's made king over all 12 tribes. And as far as God is concerned, that's when he began to reign. Now, we were told he reigned over the two tribes 7 years, but not here. Verse 4, "And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land." Now, David had inspected that land. I think that he'd probably been over that land with a fine-tooth comb and knew it better than the spies that were sent in by Joshua. He knew a great deal about it. And Jerusalem was the city that he picked to become the capital. It was to be the place where the temple was to be built. David made this city the capital. It was his choice, and it was the Lord's choice. A great deal is said in the Word of God about the city of Jerusalem. Now, it's not the city of Jerusalem as we see it today. There at the place, the corner of the temple, the wall there at the corner of the temple, the pinnacle of the temple is where Satan took the Lord Jesus. And they've excavated down there now, and they found out that the wall actually, in early times, went the opposite direction than the way it goes today. And the city of David was down below, and you always looked up to the temple. But later on, when it was moved, that is, the walls were put up on Mount Zion and higher up, actually, you look down at the temple from there, and that's the way it is today. A great deal of the city of Jerusalem is above the temple area. Now, the temple area is Mount Moriah, and it goes like a ridge right through Jerusalem, the city today. And over there outside of the wall, on that ridge, is where Golgotha is, the place of a skull where Jesus was crucified. Now, this is the place that David picked, and David took the castle of Zion. It was there where his palace was built. Mount Zion was the place that was very precious to David.